Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome to The Deep Dive. If you're a parent or an educator, you know you're always looking for ways to engage young minds, spark those really good conversations.
Absolutely.
So today, we're going to take a deep dive into the daily content from The Juice. That's the educational app designed to help students boost skills and knowledge.
Right.
Our goal, just give you a quick, clear overview of what your students are reading, maybe some ideas for how you can, you know, extend that learning at home or in the classroom.
Exactly. We'll look at a few articles, touch on current events, some science stuff too.
Yeah.
We want to give you those key takeaways, maybe some questions you can use to get kids thinking critically.
Okay, great. Let's kick things off. First up, students are reading about, the tech giant NVIDIA.
Oh, yeah, NVIDIA. The article highlights their incredible achievement. First company ever to hit a $4 trillion valuation.
$4 trillion. It's just staggering. And that happened fast, right?
Unbelievably fast. Up from about $500 billion just, 2 years ago. It's mostly driven by their dominance in AI chips, for servers, and also advanced gaming graphics.
Right, the AI boom. The article puts in perspective, too, saying NVIDIA's value is more than, the 30 richest people combined, global military spending, all NYC real estate.
It's wild, isn't it? And what's really striking, they do this with only around 36,000 employees.
Which is tiny compared to, say, Walmart, valued much less.
Right.
So how does that work?
Well, it really signals a shift. You know, value today isn't just about size or workforce. It's about controlling critical tech infrastructure, especially for something transformative like AI. These chips are essential.
Okay, that makes sense. So for discussion points with students.
Yeah, definitely explore what makes a company so valuable today. It's not the old metrics. And the article itself asks a really good question. What do you think makes something valuable in today's world? That's a perfect opener.
Good one. Okay, moving from tech value to global health value, students are learning about a new malaria medication.
Yes, this is really significant. It's called Cortem Baby from Novartis. It's specifically for newborns and infants, tiny ones, between about 4.5 and 11 pounds.
And why is that so important?
Well, before this, these infants often got treated with drugs designed for older kids, which meant, real risks of overdose. Just terrifying.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
So Cortem Baby uses lighter doses of existing drugs. It's safer, easier to give. And malaria, it's still devastating, especially for kids in Africa. 95% of malaria deaths in 2023 were in Africa, and most of those were young children or babies.
That's heartbreaking. So this new drug is a major step.
Huge. Ghana's already approved it, and several other African countries are fast-tracking it. So, for discussion.
Yeah, what should parents talk about?
Focus on why specialized medicine is crucial for different age groups. Why can't babies just take smaller doses of adult medicine? The article asks it perfectly. Why might it be important for babies to have their own version of medicine instead of using what older kids take?
Got it. Okay, next up, a bit of inspiration from popular culture. Today's quote of the day is from Jin from BTS.
Not Jin.
Yeah, the oldest member of the band. His quote is, "You may find that any moment can be turned into an opportunity."
That's a great message.
It is. And the article gives a little context. He's a singer-songwriter. It also mentions he just finished his compulsory military service in South Korea.
Right, which is a significant interruption for someone in his position.
Exactly. So it adds weight to the quote, doesn't it? Finding opportunity, even in something like mandatory service. For kids, you could ask them to reflect on that. Could you think of a time when a challenge or something unexpected turned into an opportunity for you?
Love that connection. Okay, now shifting gears completely to dinosaurs, or, flying reptiles.
Close enough for most people.
Yeah.
Students are reading about a brand new species of pterosaur. It's called Eotephrodactylus mencenteria.
Whoa, say that again?
Eotephrodactylus mencenteria. They call it the ash-winged dawn goddess, for short, maybe easier.
Okay, much easier. So what's the story here?
Well, they found its jawbone fossil way back in 2011 in Arizona's petrified forest. But it took recent advances in imaging tech to realize, hey, this is actually a whole new species.
Wow. So technology unlocked this discovery years later.
Precisely. And this little creature, maybe seagull size with a 3-foot wingspan, lived 209 million years ago. The key thing, it's the oldest flying vertebrate ever found in North America.
The oldest? That's huge.
Yeah, and pterosaur fossils are rare anyway because their bones were so light and hollow, hard to fossilize. So finding this one is a big deal.
So for discussion, beyond just cool flying reptiles.
Talk about how science evolves, how new technology lets us learn new things from old evidence. Ask kids. How do scientists use tech to learn about the past from fossils found ages ago? And maybe the fun one from the article. What's the most surprising discovery you've ever made?
Nice. Okay. From ancient skies to modern space. NASA and Netflix.
Yet an interesting partnership. Students are reading about NASA teaming up with Netflix to stream live rocket launches, other space stuff.
Huh. Why Netflix? Doesn't NASA have its own streaming?
They do. NASA Plus Go, which is free. But, you know, Netflix has over 300 million subscribers globally. This partnership is about reaching a massive audience, way bigger than NASA could likely reach on its own. Fulfills their original 1958 mandate to share their story widely.
Okay, that makes sense. More eyeballs on the excitement of space exploration.
Exactly. They're planning to start streaming later this summer launches, maybe footage from the ISS.
So, talking points for this one.
Think about communication. How do big organizations share important stuff today? How has tech changed that? And maybe get kids thinking creatively. What's something exciting you think more people should learn about, and how would you share it?
Great question. All right, finally, let's talk sustainability, featuring Billie Eilish.
Yes, the singer. She's campaigning about waste from unsold concert merchandise, you know, all those t-shirts that don't sell and often end up in landfills.
Right, that's a huge problem. What's she doing?
Well, for her current tour, she's focusing on sustainable merch, recycled materials, better dyes.
Oh.
But the really cool part, she's partnered with companies, including her mom's organization, to actually recycle old, unsold shirts.
Recycle them how?
They're shipping like 400,000 unsold shirts to Morocco. There, they get unraveled into cotton yarn, which is then spun into 280,000 new shirts for her European tour.
Whoa, turning old shirts directly into new ones.
Yeah. And it saves a ton of water, apparently over 4 million liters. Plus, even the leftover threads get turned into house insulation. It's a real circular economy example.
That's seriously impressive. Shows how influence can drive change.
Definitely. It's a great concrete example for kids about sustainability. You could discuss how individuals, even celebrities, can push industries. And the article asks a fun, creative question. If you could turn something old into something completely new and useful, what would you choose and what would you turn it into?
Brilliant. Okay, so from tech valuations, vital medicines, ancient flyers, K-pop wisdom, space streaming, and recycled merch, the juice really covers a lot of ground.
It certainly does. And hopefully this quick dive gives you parents and teachers some good starting points, some ways to connect with what your students are learning.
Yeah, the idea is just to spark that curiosity, right? Get them thinking a bit deeper.
Exactly. It's not just about knowing the facts, but asking the questions.
Well, thank you for joining us for this deep dive into today's The Juice. We really hope these summaries and discussion ideas help you foster those thoughtful conversations.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.